to New Orleans. Hope you're ready for a great race. Don't forget to tie your sneakers and have a good run.
Possible to get lost at 1 kilometer from the finish line. I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea. No clue. Nothing. I'm too dismayed to even get angry. If getting lost at 5 kilometers from the ending got me furious, this should make me implode. I give up. Given this is the first marathon of the new year, things are not looking great. But between a shortage of volunteers and the person I had decided to take as a reference sprinting out of view in a matter of seconds, here I am. I'm in a village, the sort of medieval-like towns I'm sure you've seen in 1,000 fantasy movies. Wooden balconies, painted walls with flowers, insignia advertising everything from swords to tables to the best meat in town. Colorful streamers hung at the windowsills and little flags fluttering in the wind. Powerful voices and the sound of pots and pans in the distance. Invitations to try the best apple pie in the kingdom. Try your luck at a little fishing, maybe engage in some dancing. For once in a long series of portals, I don't feel that pressed to resume running immediately. I may as well go take a look. No, I know better. The more I stop, the more I won't be able to restart for months. With my body already in shutdown mode, it would take just a push in that direction for all my muscles to get stiff. As always, I am still not willing to experiment with the risk of remaining stuck forever. I set my pace to a slow run, eyeing around the narrow streets for an exit to the outskirt fields. Somebody grabs me by the forearm. Calling the habitual translation spell comes naturally now. Who are you?
Don't be silly. I'm Yila, your best friend, remember?
I'm sorry, but...
You promised you would run.
But...
No but.
And deaf to all my protests, they drag me away through the streets, their grip incredibly solid and strong. Really, you are mistaken.
Yeah, you told me already. But like I said, this'll be fun.
Today, there must be someone hiding somewhere who actually managed to avoid something they didn't want to do. Congratulations! It's your lucky day. I am not saying this will lead you to great things, but cheers. What were the chances of me being the lookalike of Yella's best friend? Well, never tell me the odds, right? As Yella continues to chat and to ignore my attempts to clarify the mistake, we reach a stand. In a matter of minutes, I'm wearing a tunic with a big number painted front and back. At my side, Yella never stops to gaze at me. The instant my forced inscription is completed, she pushes me among all the other racers waiting to start. I imagined a fair race with a few participants, a bunch of young, healthy people showing off. It seems half the village decided to participate. I'm packed on all sides. It's the New York City Marathon starting, only worse. What the hell kind of a race this must be for such a huge turnout? Somehow I'm actually interested. Exhausted, irritated, but interested. I stretch my arms high above my head, shifting my weight from leg to leg, ready to go. If only the line of people right before me would move. Okay, no big deal. Startings in races with so many participants are always slow. It takes time for the front to start moving, create enough space for those behind to move without pushing those in front. It's a normal occurrence. Besides, the people here are polite. I don't feel that uncomfortable. An hour later, I have changed my mind. Don't get me wrong. Waiting for an hour is nothing. I've seen people sitting in position in the morning and starting in the afternoon. Still, this delay is driving me crazy. From time to time, a trumpet plays a quick, loud fanfare, but I'm too small to see what's happening at the front of the race. It takes another 10 trumpet blasts for the racers in front of me to have enough room to move. Only to stop a few meters later, like in an old childhood game. Not my problem. I flex my legs, prepare to run, and smash right into metal armor.
Where do you think you're going?
To the finish line, I suppose. Damn, that was a heavy blow.
The trumpet hasn't sounded yet.
The trumpet? I keep massaging my bruised nose as a scarred makes me turn around. Nobody from my line but me has left their marks. Normally, a false start would be any runner's nightmare. This time, a disqualification is the perfect opportunity to escape.
Look, we all make mistakes. Just pay more attention next time.
And like that, they escort me back with the others. When the trumpet finally plays again, my whole body sprints forward. I can run a kilometer in under 4 minutes. The crowd cheers in my head.
Didn't you hear the second trumpet?
I look up, a bit dizzy from the impact. It's the same guard from before. Please, just be kind and disqualify me. I must have been too into the race.
I can see that. Just like I can see they hadn't explained the rules of this race well enough to ya.
I suppose.
It's actually really simple. Trumpet plays, you run. It plays again, you stop.
It's the stupidest race I've ever heard of. All clear. Thank you. Around me, people are already adjusting to what is sure to be the longest and slowest race ever. Some are stretching their muscles, keeping their bodies warm. Others sit on the ground, enjoying their time as if having a picnic. I'm pretty sure one has even gone to sleep, just curled up on the road. I spin on my heels, a complete turn. Wherever I look, the same scene. People in wait. In the distance, some haven't had the chance to even start yet. All around, too many people blocking my way out of this race. I decide not to risk it. That guard was patient twice, but contrary to the saying, third time may not be the charm. One thing is sure. I can't run if they arrest me.
First time for you too?
What? Oh, yeah, first time. I turn to face I normally don't assume people's gender, even less when I'm in worlds where I don't even know if gender norms apply, but this time it's hard not to think girl. Imagine a bubbly personality incarnated.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It would be more if we were moving.
You're kidding, right?
I give them the most serious face I can produce.
I mean, with a king taking part in the race, it would be disrespectful for someone else to win. And since the king is old, that way, nobody goes faster.
But that's... The word ridiculous presses on my tongue, ready to cause damage.
Amazing, isn't it? All people coming together.
As I said, more than a race, it's a field trip.
You don't look convinced.
Well, doing this was my friend's idea. I've had enough practice with lying that slipping into the story the events had created for me today is a no-brainer.
Damn right it was.
Yella pops out of thin air right at my side. I would swear they did it by magic.
Oh, sorry for my bad manners. I'm Yella. I see you already met my dear Kemi.
So today I'm a Kemi. Wonder who this Kemi is, what they like, how they speak and move. One thing I have understood, races aren't their passion.
Phyllis.
Nice to meet you.
A not-so-gentle nudge in my ribs forces me back to reality. I give a hesitant smile to... Sorry, I didn't quite catch your name.
Phyllis.
Phyllis, I repeat. Their name is still on my lips when the trumpet plays. I run as if I had to beat the 100-meter record. When the trumpet plays again, its stop blast is still too soon. Yella is way behind, but Phyllis stands next to me, hands on their hips, coughing their lungs out. The first time is always like that. Also the second, the third, the tenth. You can get stronger and build resistance, but exhaustion will always take you in the end. I taste acid in my mouth and my stomach twists. The half glass of hot lemon tea I drank on the go an hour ago ends in the dirt.
You all right?
Yeah. I clean my mouth as best as I can. They smile, face tilted back toward the sky, and damn, they are pretty. Like, really, really pretty. Fairy-like. A smile and you'll have the world on a silver platter kind of pretty. pretty enough that I feel like flirting for the first time in ages. Let's just say it isn't usually my area of interest. You ran good.
You think so?
They beam with enthusiasm, grinning widely, but not in a creepy way. Not at all. You have potential. We start to chat, one small question leading to the next. Normally for me it would be just one lie after the other, but the first witch know why, not this time. I even forget I'm posing as someone else. I keep my answers vague, yet nothing I say is a lie. The thought they may, in truth, be a magical creature luring me with their glamour crosses my mind. No, impossible, they're too genuine.
Clocks.
Yeah, I fix clocks.
What's a clock?
This is an unforeseen development. I would dive into explanation without a second thought about non-interference rules and whatever, if the clear sound of the trumpet didn't break the incantation. It takes me by surprise, reminding me of my first races when the starting gun made me jump. Phyllis is already running. I hasten to follow, pushing myself to the limit I surpass them. When the trumpet sounds, they're behind me, bent over to catch their breath, still grinning and waving in my direction. They start talking with the person standing next to them in no time. Feeling jealous is ridiculous, but I can't help it. How silly. Soon I'll be gone from here. When a portal disappears, it's forever. You can't go back to a world you visited. I've tried.
Is there anybody home? The trumpet. Come on.
Keep up the pace. I giggle like a high schooler at their first crush. For being the stupidest race I've ever taken part in, I'm having a great time. Ugh, how silly. The trumpet plays again. One last stretch. A part of me caresses the idea of slowing down to make these last meters last forever. I shake the thought away. I turn my head toward Phyllis. They deserve a proper farewell. Goodbye. It's been fun. Thank you. They shout something back, but by that time, I've already crossed the portal back to Earth. I sprint toward the finish line.
Under 95 is written and directed by Gwendolina Cilli, with additional script editing by Chris D and Kelly Show, intro music by Ray Vargas, podcast logo by CJ Ardison, sound editing by Amanda Rainey. The runner is played by Justin Matturey. The announcer is played by Amanda Rainey. This episode also featured Kelly Show as Hila, Ray Vargas as the guard, and Ellie G as Philly. A special thanks to Gracia Oliveira for their enthusiasm and continuous support. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, review and subscribe. If you wish, you can support us at patreon.com/n195podcast, or you can tip us on our coffee page. Do you want to talk or do you have questions? You can visit us at n195podcast.com, where you'll find social media links and contact information. Or you can write at n195podcast@gmail.com. Thank you for having listened. And remember, it's just one step after the other. And now, a curiosity. The current record for a marathon run by a man is of 2 hours, 1 minute and 39 seconds by Eliud Kipchoge from Kenya during the Berlin Marathon 2018.